Mnuchin says GOP coronavirus relief plan ready. No, this isn't from January or February or whenever we started doing these. This is July 26th, 2020, 10:49 a.m. Eastern Time. Another bill is being worked on, another $1 trillion spending bill. And you wonder why there's a back and forth between the GOP and the Democrats. You wonder why there is no conservative advancement of any kind of philosophical thought, government policy. It's because we're just as bad as the Democrats from a spending perspective and a management perspective. We're going to get into this article today, and not specifically the article, but the points of what is in this bill and why we're shooting ourselves in the foot. Republicans, conservatives, we're shooting ourselves in the foot. Once again, welcome to How to Build a Tent, the podcast on how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show with a friend, subscribing on YouTube and wherever else you listen to this podcast. Become a member, get that HGBT mug, tons of other great benefits, a Fight Laugh Fee shirt, tons of great content. You get a discount on our conference coming up, Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. I can't wait to be there and meet all of you. So please get out there as soon as you can. A little bit of housekeeping. Thank you for those of you who shared that with me. I was struggling with that a few podcasts ago. Forgot the name of what, you know, what they call that. And some of you reached out to me. I really appreciate that. I am not going to be having a show tomorrow because I have some meetings I need to go to. I would really appreciate your prayers just on the meetings and the overall thing that we are working on for God's glory, man. And just if this thing happens, it's going to be huge. It's going to be a key battleground. It's going to be a key component. It's going to be able to be used for the kingdom in significant ways in future battles to come. And it's going to be really positive and a way for us to get involved, fight back, and ways for you guys even to be able to join us. I really appreciate your prayers on that. All right, let's get into this. The $1 trillion package. That wasn't even special effects. That was just me. Wasn't that pretty good? $1 trillion package. So apparently Mnuchin says that there is a plan coming really quickly. And why not? Because the Democrats really haven't pushed back in the spending bills in the past. So why would they push back on one now? Yeah, I mean, would a big government party really push back on a big government spending war? It's absolutely insane how much money we're spending on how much damage that we've done to the economy. It's like the government, this is like, what was that? Was it Ronald Reagan who said this? I forgot who said this, but it's be weary of the government when they say they're here to save you. And there was another one, what was it, where the government always promises to fix the problems they created. I mean, there's no better example of it than this. There's no better example whatsoever. So apparently in this bill is another $1,200 stimulus check for Americans and liability protections for businesses and schools, among other provisions, which why do we need these? See, this is the problem. And you might be saying, well, people are out of a job. The government is doing this. This is the strategy of a loser. This is what losers do. And what is happening here is the federal government is financing the bad decisions of the states. You see, the states are the ones keeping people from getting back to work. They're the ones putting the regulations. They're the ones putting the limits on their phases of opening and all that stuff. And the federal government is coming and saying, hey, if you continue to make these bad decisions, we're going to keep passing these $1 trillion packages, and we're going to incentivize you to continue to make bad decisions by giving you $1,200 stimulus checks. We're going to continue to give you protections and liability for your businesses and your schools. So go ahead, continue to limit your economy, continue to keep your economy closed, have businesses go out of business. We're going to pay off people $1,200 so they feel better about it. And you know who's going to get the blame? Oh, not the people running the states, that's for sure. But if we didn't do this, then the states wouldn't have the assumption that the federal government was going to come and bail them out. And so they wouldn't make as many bad decisions as they are making now. But what is this? Phase five? Is this the fifth $1 trillion? I mean, it's not the, and they haven't all been $1 trillion, but several of them have been. Some of them have been more than $1 trillion, if I'm not mistaken. This is the fifth one, and it's going to be $1 trillion. And we're doing things to incentivize bad decisions. And how many times in government is that always the case, that we are incentivizing poor and bad decisions from the governments of the states? See, the idea of America back in the day was the states could experiment and try new things, and they could be managed by the Marxists. They could be managed by the crazy liberals in California, but they would have to answer for themselves. And something went wrong over the last couple hundred years where we've looked to the federal government to bail out the bad decisions of the states. And that is killing us. That is further putting us into debt, among other things. And we need to stop doing it. This is a bill of a losing strategy. We're paying $1 trillion to lose. We're paying $1 trillion to be in worse political positions. We're paying $1 trillion for ourselves to finance the enemy, the other side. And what are you talking about, the enemy and the other side? Is we're continuing to finance the schools. One of the biggest pushes right now in the Republican Party is to get schools back open. Do you not know what goes on in those schools? Donald Trump, do you not know that you're advocating for people to go back to schools where they learn how to hate you? They learn that you are an evil, bigoted, misogynist Russian. Why are we as Republicans and conservatives trying to get our kids back into the government indoctrination centers? This is a losing strategy. When we send our kids off to Caesar, we wonder why they come back as Caesar. It's insane. That's what we're fighting. That's what we're paying in this $1 trillion package. And then on top of that, 70% wage replacement for individuals instead of the $600 boost. So we're still going to be financing unemployment, where people don't want to go back to work because they're making more on unemployment. We're incentivizing bad decisions over and over again, and it's costing us trillions of dollars. Trillions of dollars, and we're paying for bad decisions. We're paying to send our kids back to schools that are indoctrinating them to hate us, to hate our country, to hate Christianity, to love the world. It's absolutely insane. We can move very quickly, Mnuchin says. We've moved quickly before, like I was saying. Yeah, well, I mean, why not? You're not really going to get a lot of pushback from the Democrats on spending because they love it. It's absolutely insane. And what's sad is, like, Larry Kudlow and Mnuchin are really smart. They're smart guys. But apparently, they just have no concept of conservatism, constitutionalism. They have no, maybe they're just being pragmatic people. Maybe that's what they are. They're business people. Trump bought them in to get things done, and they're getting things done. But at what cost? At what cost? Yes, this will be the fifth set of legislation. The fifth time. And oh my gosh, listen to this. This will be the fifth set of legislation. So there's no reason why we can't have a number 5, 6, 7, as we need to deal with this issue. This is going to go on as long as we have these shutdowns. Inevitable. It's inevitable. Indefinite. That's the word. This is going to go on indefinite amount of time. Why not? We'll just keep spending. Just trillions of dollars. Let's keep having the government shut people down, and let's keep having the other governments finance those government bad decisions. That sounds like a winning strategy for this country. That sounds like making America great again, doesn't it? When you put on that red cap that said make America great again, did you think that this was what it was going to be? That, hey, you states, hey, you liberal states, don't worry. This Republican president is going to bail you out. This Republican president is going to send you money so you can put your kids back into schools that are going to indoctrinate you on hate this country. Man, nothing screams make America great again than in sending them back to those Marxist schools, I tell you. This is absolutely insane, guys. And until we start being principled, we're going to lose. We may win individual elections. It's amazing that we won this election because Donald Trump, right, is the fluke. But, like, were we winning with George Bush? No, we weren't. Were we winning with Bush Senior? No, we weren't. I mean, Ronald Reagan was a nice, like, relief. But if we want to start winning, like the progressives have been winning for the last 100 years in the Democrat and Republican Party, we're going to have to be smarter than this. We're going to have to think through this. And I know before that I've been saying, like, yeah, you guys closed down the economy and the federal government needs to compensate you for that. But how long are we going to do this for? I mean, it just doesn't make sense anymore. We know the virus isn't anything like as deadly as it was. The states are just throwing temper tantrums or playing politics, and we're financing it. It's completely different than what it was in the beginning when we were unsure what everything was. And we're going to be losing. I'm telling you, Donald Trump's biggest enemy is Jared Kushner and gives him these terrible advice, these terrible tips. And you know, like when he wears that face mask, that's from Jared Kushner. He is the Democrat and the big government liberal guy. So whenever government or whenever Trump does something that is just uncharacteristic of him, you can almost guarantee it comes from Jared Kushner. And I don't think he's ever going to leave because he's a blood. He's related. He's a brother or a son-in-law. It's sad. All right. Well, hey, if you did not see John MacArthur's sermon when they reopened in spite of Gavin Newsom's treasonous order of closing down churches, I highly recommend it. And with that, we'll talk to you in 2 days. Remember, tomorrow we are going to be off. Pray for us, please. And we'll talk to you soon. God bless.